Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films from all genres and bring you celebrity interviews every single week.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
You want me to yank you out of that seat and shake it out of you?
I don't have it. Screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
And now, here is your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD. Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, we're getting close to Halloween. We are counting down the days, literally. How you doing tonight?
Spooky. I'm spooky.
Oh, that was creepy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Give me a little tingle. Mostly in my pants, but what?
Wistful.
Makes me wistful. Thank you guys for hitting the download button on the teaser trailer episode. We are discussing the 1982 American sci-fi horror film and the third installment of the Halloween film series, Season of the Witch, Halloween 3. Looking forward to diving into that. But before we do, remember to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, CastBox, IGTV, and YouTube. That is the best way to help support the show and help us continue to grow. If you got a few extra minutes, get on to iTunes and drop us, preferably, a five-star review. Write a couple sentences about what you love about the show. And let's get to the reason we're here, though, JD. What's your first memories of watching Halloween 3, Season of the Witch?
Okay, so brace yourself. And I think we talked about this already, but I've never seen it.
Either have I. So our first memories are pretty much tomorrow, which I'm really looking forward to. Now, the funny thing, if you guys haven't heard the previous episode where we discussed this a little bit, we actually both own this movie. It sat on my rack next to Halloween 2 and in between Halloween 4, I would say for at least 13 or 14 years. How long do you think you've owned the movie?
It's 2019, so yeah, probably about 11, 12 years.
Wow. Did you buy it at Walmart in the bin?
I think I got it at Circuit City when that was still a thing.
Circuit City. Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, I think I got it in the Walmart bin for $5. I did pop it in, but I did not stick through. I didn't give it a proper watch. So I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm hoping for some lightning in the bottle again, man. This could be my horror Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, I think that this movie's really picked up a lot of steam, especially over the years, for people that are purists to one, horror movies, and to the Halloween franchise. And I've even heard people go as far as saying this is probably one of the better movies in the franchise. So I'm looking forward to digging into that, but it just can't get over the stigma that comes with it. I don't know. I'm glad you have high hopes. I don't.
Okay. My hopes are high. They may not be as high in about 2.5 minutes, but let's go ahead. If you guys can, fire up the trailer. So all you need to do, get on YouTube or pull up the app. Go ahead and type in Back in Time Podcast. Find our channel. And then you will see the recent upload of Halloween 3 Season of the Witch. And I will give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown, and we will watch this thing together. All right, JD, are you ready?
Let's do this.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1 click.
Thank you. season of the witch, the night no one comes home. You don't really know much about Halloween. Halloween, the barriers will be down between the real and the unreal. And the dead might be looking in. The last great one took place 3,000 years ago when the hills ran red.
Halloween, that show.
You happen to know anything about this Cochran?
All I can tell you, mister, is watch out. He's watching you, friend, I guarantee you that.
Hey, Mr. Cochran, just what is the final process?
Bells, I'm just kidding.
Witchcraft. To us, it was a way of controlling our environment.
Hey!
Where are they taking her?
They're taking her to the factory. Just what I had in mind for you, little buddy.
Why, Cochran? Why?
Do I need a reason?
I've got nothing here to indicate there was ever a body at all.
Operator, this is an emergency.
I do love a good joke, and this is the best ever. A joke on the children. I'm glad you'll be able to watch it.
You've got to believe me!
They're going to kill us. All of us.
Stop it!
The world's going to change tonight, Doctor. Happy Halloween.
Stop it!
Halloween 3. Season of the Witch, the night no one comes home.
JD, what did you think?
I thought that was freaking horrible.
Oh, God. Okay, there were definitely parts that I really liked, but yeah, there were some parts where I was like, oh, boy, this thing's aging like a raisin in the sun.
All of the times with the whispering of the voice, I thought that was you at first. I was like, why does Kyle keep saying trick or treat?
Season of the Witch. Like, I get what they were doing. They're trying to be really creative, which I can appreciate, but it hasn't aged well. I don't know if that would have been cool in 82 or not. We'd probably have to get somebody like Chris Clues on who lived through it to let us know if he remembers the trailer at all. But overall, like, there's definitely parts of this that I think are going to be really good, and then I'm really worried about the laser, because I saw that, and I had my mic on mute, but I laughed hysterically when the laser went through the lady. I was like, oh no.
See, I already don't remember that happening.
Okay, yeah, you've already zoned out some of that.
Yeah.
Okay, overall, C, probably a C for me.
I don't think it looks good. Hmm. And I love the voice, obviously. I love the tagline, the night no one came home. I love that. But other than that, I'm not looking forward to this at all.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to some of the box office numbers here. So the film debuted on October 22nd, 1982, which, interesting enough, is the day that we released this teaser trailer episode. So that's kind of cool. So I didn't even think about that tie-in. Perfect timing for us. It was distributed by Universal. Runtime of 1 hour and 39 minutes. So we're looking at about a 99-minute film. And the production budget on here, estimated $2.5 million. So not a movie that they spent a ton of money on, I should say. Opening weekend, they debuted number 2 at the box office. $6.3 million opening weekend. JD, and we'll get into this as we go along, that surprises me a little bit. Week 2, repeated number two at the box office. Brought in another $3.3 million, so we're looking at an $11 million 10-day opening. What do you think about that, JD? Surprising?
I would love to get somebody's input from 1982 who had seen the first two movies, and I'm surprised by it. I feel that had I seen the first two movies and I came into the third movie, that it would be a bait and switch.
Okay.
And I think I would be pretty disappointed, but for it to come through on the second weekend and make still a significant amount of money, it still made back its budget in the second weekend. I mean, the schoolyard effect was positive.
Yep, very positive. Now, week three, the movie would bring in another $1.1 million, so started to lose its legs a little bit here in week three. And then after that, there are no other numbers. I'm sure it went to small theaters and they dropped the amount, because the overall domestic total here is $14.4 million. Again, $2.5 million budget. That means they're bringing almost seven times their investment. That's not bad at all. What do you think about that?
No, that's a sizable blumpkin for sure. But the point that I want to make, though, is, you know, after week one, after week two, you're talking week three, four, we're into November, and who's really trying to watch a Halloween movie when you're, you know, you're you're gunning for some turkey? It's time for turkey sandwiches, Kyle.
And quick correction for myself, just so I don't get a tweet about it. It's about six times the budget. Little quick math on the old calculator. Got that figured out for me. Math is not our strong point here. Never has been. Nope. But let's talk about the opening weekend of the movie and what was in theaters. So Rambo First Blood was number one movie at the box office that week, followed by Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. Number three, Monsignor. Number four, An Officer and a Gentleman. Week five and week 20, E.T., The Extraterrestrial. Number six, My Favorite Year. Number seven, Jinxed. Number eight, Pink Floyd, The Wall. My dad loves that. We've got that on DVD. Number nine, The Sender. And number 10, Jekyll and Hyde Together Again. Any standouts in the top 10 there for you, JD?
I think it's a decently competitive week, especially when you have ER hanging around for a while. I'm sorry, E.T. I got a...
E.T. with George Clooney?
And Eric LaSalle. E.T., excuse me, hanging around for as long as it did. And obviously Rambo is a, you know, it's a heavy hitter.
It's an American institution, man. It's like Denny's.
Do you think there is a version of Rambo or Rocky, mind you, that primarily involves Sylvester Stallone getting a grand slam?
God, that'd be amazing.
And listen to this. It's the last movie that Stallone ever makes, and it's a bookend to his first movie, Party at Kitty and Studs, or whatever the hell that porno was called.
Oh, you've seen the porno.
You get it? It's a grand slam. It's a sexual pun.
I get it.
I don't think you do, because if you did, you might be laughing a little bit more.
Maybe some moons over my hamstrings?
I don't think that's what it's called, but I don't know enough about Denny's to call you out on it.
Denny's is terrible. Can I just say that off the top? I'd rather eat pretty much anywhere else. Just give me a pancake house. Mom and pop shop. We actually had one when I was at your place. Very good.
And then what did you order?
Completely illegal workers, but very good. I had a sausage and egg and cheese omelet. I got ham, egg, and cheese. I did not complain, though. I ate it. And a slab of flapjacks. Which were pretty good.
Good man.
Pretty decent. Now, let's dive into the critic and audience response here. I'm actually surprised this even exists. Didn't think there would be much to go off of, but apparently there is. So, JD, what do you think the critics thought about Halloween 3, Season of the Witch?
It is very difficult to try to put myself into 1982 and have a critical mind about this movie. Because as we talked about last episode with Zombieland, when it comes to sequels, you're either for or against a new spin. And with this being a new spin on a tired tale, I feel like the critics are probably higher than the audience, who probably just shat and farted their pants. Without having seen it, it's kind of hard to really give a good number to it. But being that it made money suggests that it's a decent enough film that spawned 4, 5, 6, 7, all the way to Halloween 69, a spooky, sexy time.
Okay. Back to the pornos again. Interesting.
Well, it's Monday night, man.
Season of the Witch.
Fuck, I don't know. 47.
For an I don't know fuck guess, that's pretty close. 42 on the old tomato meter. And the audience score, a sizzling 27%. Not great.
Savage.
Out.
I told you, I knew the audience were going to have shitted their pants.
Mm-hmm. They sure did shitted it. Now, let's talk about the critics here. So we do have our boy. He's back after a little break. Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times was not a fan. He gave it 1.5 out of 4 stars and says, this is one of those identikit movies assembled out of familiar parts from other better movies. What do you think about his review?
I think that's an interesting take on it. And that really sets the bar for coming in as a virgin watcher.
Season of the Witch.
I like that word.
Yeah. I can't think of a joke to make fun of how your 28th birthday must have been. There's the laughter. There's that Kyle charm coming through the microphone. The point that I'm trying to make, all comedy aside, is to call it a film piece together from better films. To me, from a writing standpoint, says that the production team, the writers, the directors didn't necessarily believe in the product that they had. And so they kind of essentially fished out for a Frankenstein movie. And maybe you'll get into this a little bit later. I would like to think that there's a big portion of the creation of this film where they sat down and they said, you know, we don't have a Michael Myers franchise. We have a Halloween franchise. People aren't necessarily coming to see The White Mask. They're coming to see something scary on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that they didn't understand the property that they had and the legacy that it would grow. And I don't know that that's true. That's just my sociological take on it.
Okay. Now let's hear one more and then we will close this thing up. Vincent Canby of the New York Times gave the film 3 out of 5 stars. So he was positive and said, Mr. Wallace clearly has found a fondness for the cliches he is parroting, and he does it with style. So there we go. There's a positive review.
I don't know. I just feel shortchanged because I haven't watched the movie yet. So
okay, that's fair.
I think that's it's a well-written review, and assuming that it's telling the truth and not an audience. Please keep in mind that studios do pay reviewers to report on Rotten Tomatoes in favor of their movies. Don't fool yourself. Modern numbers are jacked in the head. That if it's an honest review, I think that's I can work with that.
Yeah, I don't think they were doing that in 82 for the New Yorker, do you think?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Studios okay. are notoriously slimy, but obviously Rotten Tomatoes didn't exist yet. Donald Trump hadn't invented the internet yet.
Oh God. That's immediately gonna get us some hate. Tweet that at Unjust Justin.
My point being, it was a different world back then, and you had to open up your local newspaper, one, to get movie times, two, to see what was playing and what was coming, and the full page ads of the movies, and then to get the reviews. I mean, seriously, you know, audience, this was a different world back then. Like, maybe you don't know what a newspaper is. Tweet at Kyle, because he uses it for toilet paper.
I sure do. And I hope, and there's probably some other listeners of ours that maybe have done the same thing with this movie that didn't give it the time of day. I am looking forward to diving into this with a clean slate. I'm going to give it a chance to win me over. I think JD has already swayed his views a little bit, but I will challenge him to keep them open-minded. And let's give Halloween 3 a chance here. I think it deserves that much. So we're going to do that here in a couple days with the full review. Make sure you guys subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, CastBox, IGTV, and YouTube. And remember to drop that review for us. 5 stars, please. You can follow us on Facebook as well. We're at just type in Back in Time Podcast. You can follow us there, as well as Back in Time Pod for Twitter, Instagram, and backintimepod.com to follow the blog. JD's got some good stuff on there. We'll get into some of his latest ones on the next episode when we discuss that more thoroughly. But it is that time to get back into the DeLorean, maybe carve up a pumpkin, punch in today's date, and return back to present day. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a couple days. See ya.
Season of the Witch. I'm not looking forward to it.
Bitch.